love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Actually, really enjoying being back into my routine, and that song to me says routine. Do you know what I mean? Back to normal.
It's Monday again.
Yeah. Haven't heard it for a while. So here we are then, with the first tap end of 2013.
But weirdly, this one's going to cover sort of the last bit of 2012.
Oh, is it New Year's Eve?
It's about New Year's Eve, yes.
I knew you'd have stories about this.
I have got a story. But what I thought I'd do with this one, a bit like, well, you might not know this, but on the final day of the season where they cut between the grounds, because it's all quite tense.
In football.
In football, with all the different matches. So there's lots of games going on. They kind of do it in real time and just cut between. I thought I'd take you through a couple of different New Year's Eve stories that were going on in 2012.
How do we know when we've switched?
Right, it'll be very clear. But what I also wanted to do is maybe try and involve Becky in this one as well.
Oh, right.
Because I thought it'd be interesting to have a girl's New Year's Eve on. But I'm not sure what she's going to say. So I'm going to take you to my 25th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
This is just last week.
So it was, yeah, it's just gone.
I am actress and TV personality Michelle Keegan.
Oh, okay.
And after the football at the weekend, I am Roberto Mancini.
None of that. Tonight I'm going to party like it's 2013. Thought keep it topical.
Nice.
So anyway, I'm ready.
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 Go on, then.
It had been another fantastic Christmas time, mostly spent at home with the family, which, although was getting a bit tiring, was all very pleasant. Boxing Day with the lads had all gone to plan, although I have to admit that it hadn't been quite as good or rowdy as previous years. But this was made up for by a brilliant night at the darts at Alexandra Palace, which bridged the gap nicely between Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. The darts is always a laugh, a night of singing, bantering the people sitting at tables, and occasional nakedness.
And it's Who gets naked?
And it's one of my favourite nights of the year. Just as the night goes on, everyone's stood up, shirts are off.
I've never seen a streaker at the darts.
So Phil the Power Taylor is naked?
No, he's not. They're definitely not allowed.
Bobby George? Is he still on?
No, he's not on.
Colin Murray?
No.
Bobby George's son?
If Bobby George was naked at the darts, would he still have all his, like, gold jewels?
Yes.
Do you think? Or would he be totally nude?
He didn't take them off.
Really?
I've seen a picture of him in a hot tub. He still had his bling on.
Oh.
So do you think in bed Bobby George wears
I'm going to Google that now.
What are you Googling?
Bobby George hot tub?
I'm sure it was him.
Why were you in a hot tub with Bobby George?
I wasn't in it. I just saw a picture of it. You know he's got one.
No, Bobby George hot tub, no results.
Okay, made that up in my head then.
Was it a TV show that you were pitched or asked to do
no.
hot tubbing with Bobby
Shall
George?
Should I try Bobby George Scott Mills hot tub? Maybe that'll come
out. That'll be great.
That's the next one you do if you don't get asked to do Splash. Sad times.
Despite Chango and Sir Dossa falling out, it had been a great night out with the boys, which was important to me, as unfortunately this New Year's Eve I would not be spending time with the lads. I always like to spend New Year's Eve with the boys, although organisation is not our strong point, and usually the night disappoints. Previous years has seen us queuing up outside nightclubs that cost us a huge amount of money, or once we spent at a Chinese Dave's, which all went wrong when one of the boys desiccated one of Irish Nancy's potted plants. A Christmas present from Chinese's dad, Ray.
Desiccated?
Yeah.
That's a coconut. Desiccated coconut. Do you mean desecrated?
Do I mean desecrated?
Yeah, I think you do, because I think desiccated is coconut.
Coconuts.
What do you mean coconuts?
Well, like
desiccated
you get that, like,
coconut.
Sort of shredded coconut.
No, it's nothing to do with coconuts. He, yeah, destroyed a potted plant, so I mean desecrated.
Defecated.
Yeah. Now, what's that?
He didn't defecate a pot plant. Who is this man?
I'm getting confused now with all the defs.
He'd be on Britain's Got Talent if he could do that.
I think it might have been defecated.
No,
I don't think it is.
Wasn't.
I hope it isn't.
The This year, I was offered the chance to DJ in a club in Glasgow called Mansion House, and as the boys hadn't sorted out any plans, I decided it'd be a good night to work. I brought my mates Perkins and Latham along with me.
Oh, they're new.
Perkins and Latham.
Never heard
of
them.
They sound like a solicitors, actually.
They do. I bet they're not, though.
They're not at all. They were both very excited about the trip to Glasgow. When Perkins produced his liquids at the airport security... Sorry.
That sounds really wrong.
Were they over 100 mil?
When Perkins produced his liquids at the airport security desk, he had even packed sun lotion. I'm not really sure why.
For Glasgow?
I think it just felt right as we were getting the plane. It felt like a holiday. I had heard legendary things about Hogmanay in Glasgow. I was well up for a great night. I'd even booked a nice steak restaurant to go to before the club.
Hogmanay?
Not a steak restaurant like the one in Prague, but one with actual chips on the side. Not the one with the...
Steak and...
Lady.
Yeah.
Back home, my mates had left plans for New Year's Eve quite late. Cantona, Dosser, Chazza and Banksy were all out. And even our old mate Little Ben was making an appearance, having moved down from Birmingham to spend time with his parents in London over Christmas.
He's new as well, isn't he?
Mm.
He doesn't feature much because he's based in Birmingham. So he only ever comes down really when he's seeing family.
How big is he? Why is he called Little Ben?
He's reasonably sized.
Oh, so, right. So is there another reason why he's called Little Ben?
Okay, good.
Oh, my God! How do you know?
You just know these things, don't you? It's nothing.
Did he call himself Little Ben?
In fact, no, I was introduced to him as Little Ben.
Did you have this exact same conversation? Why are you called Little Ben? Because I once met a bloke called Coke Can, and I stupidly asked why. And I've never recovered.
Oh, that's amazing. Coke Can.
Hello, if you're listening.
They hadn't really planned anything, so we're all going for a night out in Vodka Revs in Beaconsfield. A nice idea on paper, but I knew it was never going to plan. And meanwhile, in Reading, Becky Huxtable was making her New Year's Eve plans. And that, I've left a gap here for you to tell us.
Oh, what I did on New Year?
Yeah.
Well, I ran out of money, so...
No. So this part of the story is just like what you're planning to do that night. So you just say...
I'm staying in.
Staying in?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm staying in my house and drinking in my house.
And who's
around?
With
my boyfriend.
Oh.
And we're making a coat stand.
A lot of people stayed in.
Sorry?
We're making a coat stand. Well, it just got to the point where I thought, I've got to make this coat stand, I might as well do it now.
Yeah.
And I just did.
Good a time as any, isn't it?
Mm.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah. It's very difficult after a few wines. Especially if you lose the Allen key.
This is different to what I expected.
What did you expect? Like some all-night rave?
Well, just the way I've written this now is going to sound odd.
Okay, go on.
It was clearly going to be a rowdy night out, and she and the girls were heading for a big one. So... After arriving in Glasgow, I was keen to get out into town and make the most of the Hogmanay celebrations.
Say again?
Hogmanay.
Say again?
Why am I saying... That's not wrong. Hogmanay.
Hogmanay?
Hogmanay.
I say Hogmanay. You say?
I say Hogmanay, but is it Hogmanay? Me and the couple of lads I was with went to the restaurant where I enjoyed one of the nicest steak meals I've ever had. It was all very civilised. Even our bombs had changed from the generic energy drinks usually associated to Iron Brew. It all felt very cultured. I enjoyed the cultured night out we were having compared to the night I knew my mates were having back home. I'd received a text from Chazza saying that Little Ben was already causing a bit of a scene. Having started early on New Year's and excited at the prospect of a big night out, he had preloaded on the train. It wasn't a good move, and having decided that eating was cheating, he was in a bad state. Apparently, Little Ben had spotted a girl that he liked the look of and was continuing to talk to her, despite the fact she clearly wasn't interested. Although the boys found it funny, it all sounded like a recipe for disaster. New Year's Eve was kicking off in Reading as well, where Becky and the girls were having it hard.
No.
Not really. I'm probably halfway through my coat stand at the moment.
Yeah.
And I've eaten half a bag of dry roasted nuts.
Midnight came around really quickly. I timed a run to the toilet with 30 seconds to spare, and my mate Perkins handed me back a beer on my return. As the clock struck 12 in Glasgow, everyone linked arms and started hugging each other. As the clock struck 12 in Reading...
I was in bed. No, I switched that Gabby Logan thing on and then watched the fireworks, which were brilliant. And then, yeah, I think went to sleep.
And as Big Ben struck 12 in London, in Beaconsfield, the angry boyfriend struck Little Ben.
Oh, no, did he?
It all went off.
Oh, no.
There were no complaints from the boys as Little Ben was carted off by security. Little Ben had been annoying all night. Not having been that successful themselves, the boys decided shortly after midnight that the time had come to leave. It was all a bit predictable from them. In Glasgow, my night was just beginning, really. I started DJing just after midnight and had a brilliant night. Hogmanay in Glasgow is... Well, I don't know how you want me to say it. In Glasgow... I don't know how to say it.
Go on.
Hogmanay in Glasgow... is another level. New Year's Eve is always a time to be reflective. 2012 had been an incredible year for me. I hope 2013 produces as many memories for me and my mates. Chazza, Chango, The Beast, Jono, Broadley, Banksy, Dougsy, Webbo, Dossa, The Convict, Gilbert, Moriarty and Cantona lit the flame and we lit up the world. And when our time came, we did it right. I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Unofficial Mills.